You're listening to Body Language, and I'm Christopher Springlin. Let's start the conversation about reimagining your life, redirecting your energy, passion, and purpose, and your personal need to touch the lives of others and make a difference, make a contribution. So to do that, you're going to need a guidebook, an owner's manual, plus a hefty dose of inspiration you can wrap your hands and mind around to get where you need to go. Well, your roadmap has arrived. And it's between the pages of the new book, Life Reimagined, co-authored by our next guest, Richard Leiter. Welcome to Body Language.
Well, Christopher, thank you. It's a pleasure.
The book is subtitled Rediscovering Your New Life Possibilities, and it's brought to you by the Real Possibilities people at AARP. So let's discuss the new reality of life in America for people over 50, which helped inspire the creation of Life Reimagined.
First of all, average life expectancy in 1900 in this country was 47 years old. Now in 2013, it's in the 80s. And so we've added about three decades to the lifespan. So Life Reimagined is about this new phase of life between roughly 50 and 80. The numbers aren't really as important as the fact that at a certain point that used to be called kind of midlife or beyond, we look forward to retirement. Now people look forward to three more decades of potential retirement, but for many people, not retiring. And so Life Reimagined is, what can this new phase of life look like? And there are basically three revolutions going on underneath the surface of Life Reimagined, because we call it a movement. It's a book, but the book represents, it's also a handbook for the Life Reimagined movement. So what is that movement? Well, the first revolution is the longevity revolution. People are aging, living longer. The second revolution is that there's a productivity revolution, and that is that people either have to work longer or want to work longer. Traditional retirement is going by the wayside for not all people, but for perhaps the preponderant majority of people.
One thing that fascinates me, Richard, about Life Reimagined is that for years and historically, AARP has emphasized two issues, health and wealth. But now you've added this third component, which really has to do with finding greater meaning in one's life, often through contribution. Am I on the right track there?
Exactly. In fact, the third revolution is the meaning revolution. You know, in a nutshell, I say that there are three M's, money, medicine, and meaning. And money, we need enough, and we all have our number there. And medicine means health, to enjoy our lives and to be living vital lives. And then meaning. In other words, if you have enough money and you have enough health, the medicine and money, then what are you going to do all day? That's the meaning part of that.
I know someone just hopped in their car and started listening to this conversation, and they're wondering, where can I get more information? Do you have a URL where people can go, Richard, for more information about Life Reimagined?
www.lifereimagined.org. And it's a great, great site for videos. You know, someone says, yeah, I'm not sure about this Life Reimagined thing, if it's for me or not. You know, get real, I got to pay the mortgage and all that. Well, it doesn't cost anything to look at a video, to look at some stories of how other people are at least thinking about, if not acting on, their Life Reimagined possibilities.
You know, this is more than an owner's manual. It's more than a book. It's more than a guide. It's really a passport to a better life provided by you as the co-author of Life Reimagined and AARP. The thing that fascinates me about the site is that it's, you know, there isn't any table pounding going on. You know, you aren't standing there saying, do this, do that. You're basically offering a guide here, but your story is told very often through the success stories, the testimonials, the case histories of real people, well, just like you and me,
right,
who have seized the moment and made these changes. That's really exhilarating, isn't it?
And what we've done in the writing of this and the work on the website is that we've taken ordinary people living extraordinary lives.
I then asked Richard if he had a favorite story from Life Reimagined.
I think they all are different because they're all coming from a different background and a different story. I happen to like the one about John Drury, the truck driver, because it's a very compelling story that a lot of people, I think, can relate to. It's kind of fun. And, I mean, this is a guy who drives a truck and has a trucker's lifestyle who's transformed his life. And I must get a tweet from John at least once a day. He is so on fire, so passionate about his new calling, as he says, to help people to transform their lives. So one of the things that is interesting is people like John, who's now a Zumba instructor, fitness instructor, as well as still driving a truck, but he's going to, you know, get out of that as he evolves here and as he can.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He had his Life Reimagined moment, which all of the case histories share in common. You say in the book that he was tipping the scales at 400 pounds, and he was picked to compete in a local Biggest Loser contest in Cincinnati. But, you know, he was very concerned about his health. His cousin had died at the age of 37.
Yep.
And John saw the pain that his cousin's family had suffered, and it was a trigger, and this is such an appropriate word. It was a trigger for him to look after his own health, and that was a Life Reimagined moment for him.
Yep.
So what did he do?
Well, he enrolled in a gym because he got a free gym membership for winning the Biggest Losers contest or being involved in that. Saw Zumba and came from the Bronx, came from a place where they used to dance in the street, you know, like street kids, and decided that, and he liked to dance. So he took the Zumba class and took with him, and he became eventually a Zumba instructor and kept losing weight. And everything shifted, though, for him when he decided what he wanted his life to be about in the next phase. And it was about the weight loss, but it was really about his self-esteem, which then, you know, leaped over into his family life and all other aspects of his life. He's a totally different guy. He was interviewed on stage in front of about 15,000 people at an annual AARP convention, and he totally brought the house down because he was so real and so authentic and so much like me or you or somebody, you know, in that audience.
You know, I'm sure there are people who are shaking their heads saying, yeah, that's that guy, but the truth is that one change changes everything, that there is a cascade effect, isn't there?
Right. We say in the book that some people, when you talked about triggers, it often takes a trigger for us to make changes in our lives. And there is inertia for everybody in their life. And so we say some people are pushed by pain and some people are pulled by possibility. And pushed by pain means that you get a bad analysis from your doctor and you've got to make some changes. Or you have a medical condition or a divorce or lose your job, or there's many, many triggers that are pushed by pain, triggers that force us to reimagine. There are people who are pulled by possibility, who get to a certain point in their life and their life's not perfect and they're not necessarily wealthy, but they say, well, what's possible in this next phase? I've got 2-3 more decades. Do I want to just play golf during that whole time period, or do I want to just travel, or what is it I want to do? And so my favorite quote that kind of sums it up is from the essayist E.B. White, who said, I arise in the morning torn between a desire to save the world and a desire to savor the world. This makes it hard to plan the day.
Well, I think people have to remember that they've got the dream, but they always ask the question, where's the team? Where's the team for this dream that will get me to where I want to go? What is that URL again? Because the team is right there.
www.lifereimagined.org.
Our guest has been Richard Leiter, the author of Life Reimagined, Discovering Your New Life Possibilities, brought to you by the Real Possibilities People from AARP.
It has been a privilege. Thank you.